This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Manny's taking your calls. They're welcome as always. We'll talk to Peter Schweitzer about his new book in just a moment. Got a question? Lay it on us. 258-0550. 800-228-0550. Or you can text Todd or I. I'm at 367. 2054, Todd's at 226-8503. I'll be in Valley City tonight talking about good government in North Dakota. What's that mean to you? Basically, this is all about a community conversation here. The audience is the ones we're interested in hearing about, answering the questions, what makes good government? What makes a good legislator, governor? What makes a good citizen? You get to decide. You have the power of being the voters. So looking forward to that conversation tonight. Think ND putting these on, and I'm looking forward to being part of the group tonight. One of the panelists, one of the moderators. 7 to 9 p.m. at Valley City State University in the Student Center, the school room, tonight. So check that out. And by the way, what else am I doing? I'm front page news in Ashley, North Dakota, Todd. I can't even believe it. The Ashley paper, must be slow news down there because they got a photo of yours truly. I'll be doing a fun little event for them next week. And also the Late Night Energy Council has Tommy Lahren coming to town in their Late Night Energy Conference. So we're going to have some fun April 4th and 5th. A lot going on. More to come and tell you about all of those in the future. Without any further ado, we want to welcome to the program a great investigative journalist. Someone who unfortunately have to buy his books to see most of his research. I say unfortunate because these stories to me are what, you know, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the, you know, the 60 Minutes of the world, right? The people that do this day in and day out. This is previously their lane, what they do. But no, now you need to go buy the book to learn more and then try and ask mainstream media outlets why the heck they aren't talking about books like this one, Clinton Cash before it, which was very good as well. The book is called Secret Empires. This is the new one, How Our Politicians Hide Corruption and Enrich Their Families and Friends. Peter Schweitzer, back with us on What's on Your Mind. How are you, Peter?
Hey, I'm good, Scott. Thanks so much for having me back on.
Yeah, good to have you. And, you know, your sister and Todd are like college buddies, too. We got all kinds of connections here.
That's right. You know, I'm exposing cronyism, but I don't know. Maybe this interview kind of at its genesis had a crony angle. I don't know.
I forgot that. We caught ourselves in our own game here, for crying out loud. Terrible. Why do you think there isn't more coverage of what you do and what you unearth?
That's a great question. I think a couple of things. First of all, it takes a lot of time to research this. I mean, we have a story in there about Joe Biden's family and the deal that they struck with the Chinese government while he was vice president. It took us about a year, honestly, to trace the paper trail on that. So part of it is just having the time and the resources to investigate it. And a lot of these mainstream media outlets have cut their budgets for deep investigative work. I think the second part of it, though, is just, frankly, kind of laziness, right? I mean, if you're a reporter and you've got to cover politics, it's a lot easier to sit and wait for the president to tweet something and then do a riff on it than it is to, you know, dig through corporate records, look at offshore accounts, et cetera. It's just a lot harder work to do this. So I think those are two of the reasons. But I think the third thing is there's definitely a media bias. I mean, they are doing this kind of scrutiny to President Trump. I think that's a good thing. We need to hold our political figures into account, but they don't seem to do it for anybody else. So I do think there is an element of bias there as well.
Yeah, no kidding. And in the case of your book, I don't know why they don't just say, oh, you know, Peter and the team at the Government Accountability Institute have done the work for us here on the Joe Biden story here over the last year. It's laid in our lap. Let's just go cover it. No, they're not about to say something bad about him. And of course, your book takes on Mitch McConnell. It isn't partisan. Elaine Chao, the Secretary of Transportation, and Mitch McConnell are at the center of this. You have some concerns about the Trump children as well. Let's talk about a few of these. First of all, let's start with the Biden story. It's got the most attention from your book, and it is pretty amazing how these dots connect. I was at the Democratic convention. Joe Biden was in town here recently in Grand Forks, actually, just north of here in the last couple of weeks. And he made a point in a very odd way, in his very weird Joe Biden kind of speech, to say, you know, I'm proud of the fact I left Congress poor. You know, I mean, you fill out those forms and I was the lowest of anybody. I have no money. I'm like broke. It kind of sounded like, you know, the Hillary Clinton poor me thing. We're broke here, right?
Yeah.
But why is he bringing that up? And we have the evidence we have in your book. That seemed a little bizarre. What's Joe Biden trying to do there?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of his image, right? It's lunch bucket Joe. He's like you and me. He doesn't go to fancy clubs, doesn't have a lot of money. But what he's done, in a sense, is offshore his corruption. That's one of the themes in the book. So Joe Biden himself has not become wealthy, but deals have been steered to his son, Hunter Biden, who's done very well. And it works pretty crudely, but effectively. I mean, to give one example that I have in the book, in December of 2013, the Vice President Joe Biden flies to Beijing on Air Force Two. He's going to discuss a number of sensitive issues with the Chinese, from the South China Sea to trade issues. On the plane with him is his son, Hunter Biden. They go to Beijing. Vice President has a lot of meetings. Hunter has a lot of meetings. Joe Biden gets criticized on that trip for basically rolling over and going soft on the Chinese. They leave. 10 days after that trip, Hunter Biden scores a $1 billion, that's with a B, private equity deal with the Chinese government, not with an American company in China, not with a Chinese company, with the Chinese government. And it's a deal that he has no business getting. He has no background in doing private equity. He has no background in working in China. And it's one of three deals that he does, along with a close associate of Secretary of State John Kerry. And another business partner involved in this is Chris Hines, who is the stepson of John Kerry. They do a series of deals, three deals, with the government in Beijing. So, Joe Biden can say, I never cashed in, but it was really done indirectly through his son. And this is an important point. Bribery is not just giving money to a politician. If you give it to a family member and get something in return, the law says that is bribery every bit as much. So just because Joe Biden didn't get money directly out of his deal doesn't mean that it wasn't wrong and it wasn't corrupt.
Yeah, I mean, was there any scrutiny of this at the time? Like, why is his son along? Why is Kerry's stepson along? I mean, is any news stories, any buzz about that at all?
Zero. Absolutely zero. I mean, we traced that in 2009, Hunter Biden, John Kerry's stepson, Chris Hines, and a third partner, a former Kerry aide named Devin Archer, set up a company called Rosemont Seneca Partners. We have the corporate paperwork. John Kerry's stepson puts up 50% of the money. We know that Hunter Biden is running it, and we have photos of Hunter Biden in Beijing. We have the corporate records from China showing that this deal went down, saying they did it with Rosemont Seneca Partners. So, but there was zero mention in the American press.
And how do we know Joe Biden benefited? As you said, that isn't technically the definition required to say this is wrong, but I mean, what is the connection there? Is Hunter giving a kickback to Dad?
Yeah, that's the problem. You know, we don't know. The reason that I call the book Secret Empires is that this all does not have to be disclosed. So think about this for a second, Scott. Joe Biden, while he's vice president, he has to disclose a $500 campaign contribution, because people want to make sure we know who's donating money and who might have his ear. He has to disclose a $500, if he owns $500 of stock in GE, he has to disclose that. But his son, getting a $1 billion deal from a foreign government, China, does not have to be disclosed. So that's precisely the problem. We don't know how much money was made. We don't know if money was kicked back to Joe Biden. We don't know if Joe Biden left the White House, left the vice president's mansion, and then joined his son's firm and is getting a fat salary. We don't know any of that. That's part of the problem.
Has there been any scrutiny of or direct questioning of Joe Biden or his son since your information came out here?
There's not. I mean, we, as we do with everybody, we wrote to them with a series of questions. We called Rosemont Seneca Partners, talked to people there. We made phone calls to all of them. There was no response. I do know that there are some reporters working on this story, and I expect that he is getting questions asked. But I think the basic manner in which they oftentimes deal with these things is they just ignore it and hope that it's going to go away, that people will stop paying attention, and then they can go about doing what they're doing.
The most damning part of this story to me is the fact that it was a direct deal with the Chinese government.
Yeah.
I mean, like you say, it's one thing to say, okay, you got connections there, and okay, this is a company over there, and you want to introduce you to one of our companies, and it happens to be owned by, you know, the vice president's son, but no. Actually, the government themselves, and then as you trace, the rhetoric goes south too. Fascinating. More coming up with Peter Schweitzer. The book is Secret Empires on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
With Peter Schweitzer, president of the Government Accountability Institute. It's a team of investigative researchers and journalists committed to exposing crony capitalism, misuse of taxpayer money, and other government corruption and malfeasance. He's written Clinton Cash, throw them all out, do as I say, not as I do, extortion and architects of ruin. And now the new book is Secret Empires, How Our Politicians Hide Corruption and Enrich Their Family and Friends. Compare this book to the others in the way of sort of causing a stir. I mean, obviously you're in the business of shining some light on this corruption. How has this one fared with the others?
Well, it's been out for a week. We are the number one seller on Barnes & Noble. We've been the number one nonfiction book on all of Amazon. And now it's just a question. The New York Times list comes out today, and we're hoping that we're going to be number one. So the response has been tremendous. And I think people appreciate the fact that, you know, we don't tell. We just say, look, these are the facts. We don't, you know, say this person's corrupt. We let the evidence speak for itself, and I think it's very damning. And the fact that we recognize, look, corruption's not a red problem. It's not a blue problem. It's a green problem. It's about money. It's about following the money. And I think people appreciate the fact that we are willing to call out both sides. And, you know, look, ultimately the solution to this, Scott, is the size and scope of government. I tell people this all the time. It's when you allow government to get bigger and more powerful to do more things for people or do more things to people, it is going to attract people who want to game the system and who want favors from politicians. And the way they do it is by corrupting them. So that is the ultimate solution here. You know, I've got some proposals in the book on laws that I think we ought to pass that regulate and regulate politicians and require greater disclosure. But at the end of the day, if we let government become more and more powerful, corruption is inevitable. And I think people have to see the connection between the two.
As you mentioned earlier, it's bipartisan, and there is some scrutiny on the current Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and his wife Elaine Chao, who's President Trump's Secretary of Transportation. I see there's a couple of stories out there where they're pushing back pretty hard against this. First of all, just tell us the story. What do you see as the scam of all scams related to Mitch McConnell and Elaine Chao?
Well, it's pretty clear. I mean, Mitch McConnell and Elaine Chao married in the early 1990s. Mitch McConnell traveled to Beijing, China with his father-in-law, James Chao, in 1993. And according to the Chinese, they were guests of the China State Shipbuilding Corporation, at which point the Chao family got set up by the Chinese government to do enormously well in the shipping business. The Chinese government builds their ships. It finances the construction of those ships. It provides crews for the ships. It provides contracts for goods for them to ship around Asia and around the world. And they become very wealthy thanks to the largesse of the Chinese government. And Mitch McConnell knows that if he calls out the Chinese government, they can destroy the family business tomorrow, which is the way that they want that relationship to work. So as that business relationship has thrived, Mitch McConnell's record is pretty clear. He's become softer on Beijing over time. And the relationship has grown closer. So you had this sort of bizarre situation just a couple of years ago where the Senate Majority Leader's father-in-law, James Chao, and his sister-in-law, Angela Chao, were serving on the board of directors of the China State Shipbuilding Corporation Holdings, which, according to our U.S. Naval Academy, is part of the Chinese military industrial complex. I mean, that's just a bizarre situation. And you can, you know, hurl all kinds of names at me. What I'm asking the Senate Majority Leader to do is challenge those facts. Which facts are incorrect? Which things are you saying are not true? We have the corporate records and the Chinese documents on all of it. So, if you were going to say that it's not true, tell me specifically what is not true in our narrative. And, of course, they haven't come up with anything.
Yeah, they say wild accusations not backed by any credible sourcing. But your point is, okay, what do you consider a wild accusation? Let's take these one at a time, and I'll tell you what our source is, right?
That's right. I mean, so, for example, the Chinese corporate records have the Angela Chow's, Angela Chao and James Chao on the board of directors. It's them. So they're not challenging that. They're not challenging the fact that James Chao gave a gift to Mitch McConnell of between $5 and $25 million. He doesn't challenge that. That's not a wild accusation. That's just a fact. And the conclusion of the chapter is really laying out this fact pattern. And I say, look, it's hard to believe that these commercial ties have not influenced Mitch McConnell. So there is no wild accusation in the chapter. It's all very well documented. It's all sourced either from shipping industry publications, which are highly regarded, or Chinese documents, which lay out the nature of the relationship. We use no anonymous sources. There's no speculation.
I want to ask you about Clinton Cash. I know it's your previous book, but it's amazing that there are still parts of that that haven't seen the light of day, although I did see recently that there's evidently some new investigations going on, thanks to Judicial Watch and Freedom of Information requests that have happened. First of all, briefly, what was Clinton Cash all about? Uranium deal? Uranium One?
Yeah, it was about how the Clintons basically monetized her tenure as Secretary of State through speaking fees or donations to the Clinton Foundation. And I think the proudest thing that I could say about the book is, you know, the book sold well. It got a lot of attention. But the Wall Street Journal reported in October of 2016 that on the front page that the book prompted a five-district office FBI investigation of the Clinton Foundation, which is still ongoing. So I think that's enormously important because, look, it's good to draw attention to these things. It's good for people to know what's going on. But we ultimately have to hold our elected officials in account. So the fact that the FBI looked at the material in the book and said, wait a minute, this is very troubling, we need to investigate it, I think was very, very encouraging.
I've heard her explain the Uranium One thing as to say, I didn't have anything to do with it. There was a whole panel of people that decided to do it, you know, as if she wouldn't have any influence over them. That seemed like kind of a silly excuse, isn't it?
Well, it is. And also, the other thing that's ridiculous about it is there are nine agencies that review this. But if any one agency says, we have a problem with this, it gets kicked up to the president. And in the history of this CFIUS board, going back to 1975, any decision kicked up to the president has never been approved. So the point is they needed all of them. They needed all nine of them to vote in favor of it. And you know, look, the point that I always make is imagine you have a jury of nine people in a criminal case, and all nine people unanimously have to find one way or the other. If one of those jurors gets bribed to vote a certain way and the other eight don't, and they all nine vote in one direction, it doesn't matter what the other eight did. If somebody took money to vote in a certain direction or were encouraged to vote in a certain direction in exchange for money, it's still bribery. So, you know, this is sort of a classic Clintonian way of obfuscating the issue. It's irrelevant that other government agencies reviewed it. You had nine shareholders in this small uranium company that donated $145 million to the Clinton Foundation. You had interested parties giving inflated speaking fees to Bill Clinton as this was being reviewed, and it's entirely inappropriate. And just because other government agencies whose heads did not get paid voted for it again is entirely irrelevant to the question here.
Only a few seconds for an answer. Will she get exposed? Is this the thing that's going to get her finally, do you believe?
I think it is. I think we're going to see the FBI office in Little Rock is looking into this, and I expect we're going to see some action in the next several months.
Very interesting. Peter Schweitzer, keep up the great work. We'll talk again soon. The book is called Secret Empires, folks. More after this. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
One of the nation's leading voices on biblical family values is coming to North Dakota. See nationally syndicated radio host Steve Dace at the 2018 Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota's annual dessert banquet, Tuesday, April 10th at Fargo's Hilton Garden Inn. We need Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota to defend and promote your God-honoring family values, and they're committed to being a bold voice for you. Tuesday, April 10th, 7 p.m., call now for tickets, 701-219-0948. That's 219-0948.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
On your mind, 28 before the top of the hour. More of our coverage now. The visit of Vice President Mike Pence yesterday. We have Governor Burgum. We have Harold Hamm. We have Rick Berg. All for some comments to share with you about that. A couple of comments that came in by response to our conversation with Peter Schweitzer. This is an interesting one, I thought. I'm listening to this, and he's very interesting. What I'd like to know, is there anyone on the up and up that's in government or in Washington? You kind of do wonder, don't you? I think, you know, again, the Mitch McConnell, Elaine Chao thing. I don't think they'd see that as not on the up and up. They just say that's what happens. I'm the Senate Majority Leader. You're Secretary of Transportation. Your dad's got some money. He does some shipbuilding. We could connect with these Chinese. They just kind of put them all together. And that's where I think so many people appreciate the comments and the fighter spirit in Donald Trump to drain the swamp. Another texter says, outstanding. Drain the swamp, all of it. Drain the swamp, all of it. I'm with you. All right, so some comments now from a trio here. Governor Burgum, Harold Hamm, Rick Berg, and then my final commentary on yesterday and specifically the question of Heidi Heitkamp missing an opportunity, an olive branch from this administration to prove that she's bipartisan. Not tell us in press releases and all kinds of twisted machinations to say, well, I was a co-sponsor on this bill with that person on this thing that didn't make any difference that anybody would have voted for. See, I'm bipartisan. Doesn't work like that, does it? I want to share some thoughts on that because it's really, I think, a missed opportunity. I think Heidi Heitkamp would have had a better chance being reelected if she had bucked her party a little bit, but she can't. That's the swamp. That is the swamp. Anyway, I want to talk about that, too. But let's start with Governor Burgum and his take on Vice President Pence.
Vice President Pence is an incredible human being. And you see that, you know, the depth of his character and the power of his leadership. But what we also saw today was a message about accomplishments. I mean, the national media is not, they're talking about noise every day. Vice President Pence was talking about signal. The signal is what this administration's got done for people in North Dakota, and that's impressive.
I just talked to a guy who brought his 90-year-old father here to hear this, and he came up to me and he just said, you know, I heard about this on the show. I appreciate you letting me know about it. I came. He said, I have to tell you, it was emotional.
Yes.
You know, I mean, he was really moved by what the Vice President said. Were you?
Well, Yes, absolutely yes. And this is the third time I've heard him today. And I've had a chance to spend time with him. He connects with people, and he connects with people at a deeply genuine emotional connection because he cares about people, cares about everybody in the room. And it comes through. You hear that when he's talking. It comes through. His commitment to his faith, his commitment to his family, and his commitment to the country is just comes all the way through.
You too were a little emotional in introducing him, and recognizing here we are again. The governor of North Dakota is introducing the vice president of the United States. I mean, it's hard not to sort of step back a minute and say, "Wow, this is amazing, isn't it?"
Well, I hope that, and I don't think it'll happen, but I don't think that Catherine, the First Lady, or Brent Sanford, or myself, are ever going to get over the awe and the wonderment, the honor it is to serve the people of North Dakota. And it's great to do it every day. We can make a difference every day. But when you've got, the president's been here, the vice president twice in our first 14 months in office, it's special to be here and be part of that.
And I'm sure everybody that lives where they live believes that their neighbors are special. But there just is something in the air in North Dakota, not only in the quality of people, but also what is accomplished day in and day out where we live. And it was clear the vice president recognized that, wasn't it?
Well, the vice president was very articulate about the role that North Dakota has played on the world stage, and what we're doing in a number of areas. I mean, agriculture, we're feeding the world. He mentioned that from an energy standpoint. I mean, he called it the North Dakota miracle, but he wasn't including what everybody is saving in their pocketbook because of low energy prices, what people are saving on their heating bills, what are people saving on the gas they put in their tank. I mean, this is like a $1 trillion economic tax cut for the world that the United States has been able to become competitive again in energy. Remember, when I was growing up and you were growing up, everybody told us we're going to run out of energy. And what happened? Now you heard it from the vice president. The United States, will be number one in oil and gas this year. And it's all because of ingenuity of Americans. It's risk-taking people in the private sector that have solved that. I mean, it changes what we have to spend on the military. It changes how we can negotiate with foreign countries. It changes our dependence on our enemies. So it changes everything.
And I think we take it for granted.
No, and sometimes we can take it for granted because it's just like, wow, we're having record production again in North Dakota. But it is really making a difference for this country right now, today, in terms of changing the strategic map of the world in terms of the energy production.
Knowing you greeted the vice president or in the motorcade with him back to the airport as well, I'm guessing you got a few priorities of things you see as very key that we need the vice president's help on right now. What are you asking him about?
Well, a number of things that were on our table we got taken care of. I mean, the fix on the 199 tax fix that came as part of the omnibus, that's fixed. I think, again, if they're going to make another run at trying to get some form of Graham Cassidy back on the table, that would be fantastic. But right now, part of what we share with the vice president when he was here is gratitude, because they've been so engaged on so many topics, including the topic of addiction and recovery and the opioids. He mentioned it here to a round of applause, the dollars that are coming out of the White House. I mean, the White House, the First Lady has been at three working sessions invited directly from the White House. They're serious about trying to tackle this problem. We know it touches every family, every community, and every company, and every organization in the state and in our country. And so I'm glad that they see that as a priority also.
Governor Doug Burgum, full interview up on Facebook if you want to check that out. Then we caught up with Harold Hamm. Harold, of course, of Continental Resources, and long thought of as one of the pioneers, sort of the Steve Jobs of oil, and coming up with the incredible combination of hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling that brought us the North Dakota miracle. I asked him what he thought of hearing the Vice President of the United States up on the stage talking about the North Dakota miracle.
Well, everybody here knows why. We've talked about that a lot today in different ways. But, I was talking with the governor just now, and one thing that they don't mention is the fact that really all Americans had an increase in their quality of life, their living, increase in revenue, if you would, just from this North Dakota miracle. Diesel, if you'll recall, at one point was $4.50 a gallon because we wasn't getting any middle distance out of the bitumen being shipped down from Canada. But the Bakken is you know, great oil. You know, as Senator Hovind mentioned, it's the best oil. Had a lot of middle distillates, had a lot of diesel, and drove the price from $4.50 to $2.50. And our economy is running off that. So that's fabulous. And, you know, we've got gasoline at $2, $2.25. That's a huge bonus, you know, for everybody.
Give me your take on where things sit right now. The price just kind of keeps inching upward. Obviously, you have the Dakota Access Pipeline now, which has been, $4 a better per barrel of oil in North Dakota. And when there's $1.2 million going out every month, that's significant. A lot of dollars there. I mean, give me a little state of the state in energy right now.
Well, the Dakota Access Pipeline helped a great deal. We're a long ways from market. We need those pipelines, and our company has fought hard for those pipelines to get in place, and it's made a tremendous difference for the state, just in the tax revenue that collected, you know, that $4. I mean, it's tremendous in a year's time. So what's happening is the rebalancing of supply and demand, and we're getting there. It's getting close. And so the cuts that OPEC made is working. What didn't work is when they tried to drown us, you know, by opening the taps in 2014. They saw the error of their ways by 2016 and cut back. And those cuts are working. It's taken a long time. But, you know, they tried to drown us. They just couldn't put us out of business.
You made them blink.
They couldn't hold us underwater that long.
And they blinked, didn't they?
They did blink. They blinked, and they're still blinking. So, but, you know, it's a great thing that's happened in America. You know, it began right here in North Dakota. And so it's been tremendous. I'm glad to be a part of it.
So what do the next 2 years look like, you think, for North Dakota?
Next 2 years look really good. First of all, the big value is oil. You know, that's a good thing. You know, I might mention one other thing that's happened up here. And our company has led the way in the technology that is helping with the enhanced and optimized completions, and which has raised the EURs, ultimate recovery, of wells in North Dakota. And it's been pretty tremendous. Everybody kind of thought, well, the Bakken, you know, it's going to be gone or, you know, go away or something, I guess. Kind of was out of favor a little bit for just a little bit, a little while. Thought it was a high-cost basin. Well, we proved that we can compete at a lot lower prices than anybody thought. And a lot of that has been from these from the optimized completions that our crews and others brought about. And so we've lifted the ultimate recoveries of these wells, and the Bakken is the best pure play in America.
Last question I want to ask you about is your role in convincing Congressman Cramer that this race was so important that he needed to set you know, some of those personal considerations aside and run for the Senate. You know, from everything I hear, you and the president himself were very instrumental in him, along with a whole lot of North Dakotans saying, obviously, a lot of good things about Congressman Cramer and his time and want to see him in the Senate. Why is that race so important to you?
Well, you know, it's for a lot of reasons. A lot of reasons, and we're all aware of all of those, but we need somebody that supports the values of North Dakotans, and certainly Kevin Cramer does that. He and Chris are the highest quality people, and when it was time to, you know, think about the next senator from North Dakota, you know, it, immediately my mind went to Kevin Cramer. I thought of him and thought he should be there. And sometimes you're well aware of this. We step out and do something because the cause is bigger than we are.
The cause is bigger than we are. Harold Hamm, extraordinary accomplishment when you consider a son of sharecroppers. Hand-me-downs, you know, a tough lot in life. And to have the success he has, make that case. Wow. More of that after this.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean, burning, renewable fuel produced by domestic resources such as soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits for your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use soy biodiesel in diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Vince, big month of savings to go in March, right?
Yeah, it's our national hot tub financing event, which is through the remainder of March, which means you can get 60 months no interest financing on all hot spring hot tubs, and including the Ace saltwater hot tub, which is fantastic. It means you can get into a hot tub for less than a cup of coffee a day.
Wow. 2017 models right now, you're moving those out still with big savings,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we have a few 2017 models left where you can also save big bucks and get into the wellness of hot water at the same time.
Hot tubs, patio furniture, game tables, saunas, and remember, when you use the promo code ACE and tell them Scott sent you, you save up to $2,800. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot. Hurry.
And don't forget the no interest financing event going on now too at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, Bismarck too.
Use the promo code ACE and tell them Scott sent you to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot too.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Great speech by Pence. He must have went to the Byron Dorgan School of Speech Giving to make everybody feel good. We're growing grain and cattle below cost production for the fourth year. How long do you think this can go on? No more BS. Get down to business.
Yeah, well, I think I'd be glad to have the people I have in the White House improving trade deals and improving the economy. And you know, but you know, I think it's also a fair point. We celebrate callers even when they're a little on the cranky side. I don't know how you go through life that cranky, that negative. You know, maybe it works for you. It wouldn't for me. It wouldn't be the way I improve things. I'd roll my sleeves up and find a way to improve them. But anyway, you're entitled to your opinion, and we appreciate you. Happy, cranky, agree, disagree, and celebrate our callers thanks to our friends at Delta Constructors. One call does it all. The global solution team for the oil and gas industry, turnkey well sites, deltaconstructors.net. The big boys, the big names are using these folks. Call them 406-250-8151 or online at deltaconstructors.net. All right, some more of this first conversation with Harold Hamm after yesterday's event with Vice President Pence, and I thought some very insightful comments related to Congressman Cramer's decision and rethinking entering the Senate race. Here's more of Harold on that.
Because the cause is bigger than we are. And I've done that. You've done that. Most people have. And certainly that's all it took to convince Kevin and Chris that they need to make the sacrifice to make this run. And they considered it and said, yeah, this it certainly is. It's for America, you know, and, you know, that cause is bigger than all of us. And so that's why they made a sacrifice, and it is a big sacrifice, and stepped up to make this run.
Good to see you as always, Harold. Thanks for being such a great champion of the North Dakota Bakken, and great to see you here today.
It's always good to be in North Dakota. Good to see you, Scotty. Thank you.
Take care. Harold Hamm and his comments after yesterday, a very insightful one on the decision of Congressman Kevin Cramer. Pretty incredible. Of course, we continue to keep Kevin and Chris in our thoughts and prayers. They'll bury their son on Sunday. Nobody should have to do that, let alone in the middle of a endeavor that is setting aside self and so many things and saying there's a cause bigger than us. So a challenging time, no doubt about it. But we certainly keep them in our thoughts and prayers. 12:30 on Sunday is the funeral, by the way, at the Newsong Church in Bismarck. Rick Berg is the new chair of the Republican Party. I asked him for his comments about Vice President Pence and the most powerful part of that message yesterday.
I think they said we made these promises and we're accomplishing these promises. We're making progress. You know, one of the things that I really liked that he said was, you know, we need to talk to people, explain what's going on, engage in that debate, because you know all the cable media and those kind of things, they're saying what individuals want to say, but let's look at how things are affecting the rank and file North Dakota people, the average person, the citizen, which one of the things I thought was great, as he said, that's probably the most important job in America is being an active, engaged citizen.
He's exactly right. That was a very, very important part of that speech. And again, there was a lot there to unpack. I'm going to listen to it again, continue to revisit some of these themes in our discussions here on the program. But I agree with Rick Berg, who, by the way, the whole interview is up on Facebook. All of these are more with Harold, Rick Berg, Doug Burgum, and others. And the speech itself, our tour of the line of people waiting to get in and some who didn't. Oh, it's heartbreaking to know that. But, you know, again, they only have so much time to get everybody in. Secret Service protocols, it's kind of a tough deal. But check them all out. Citizen, the job you have. And that's what I want to talk about here a minute, because Heidi Heitkamp's response to yesterday was some cutesy little Snapchat filter where they found a quote from Mike Pence where he said that she was a strong leader. Donald Trump, in flying Heidi Heitkamp to North Dakota on Air Force One for the rollout of the tax message, Mike Pence, in his visit to Minot Air Force Base, said some very kind things about Heidi Heitkamp. That was an olive branch, folks. That was a gracious gesture. That was bipartisanship. That's what it was. To say, okay, here's someone that doesn't agree with us on most things, but you know what? This is an important vote for the economy of the country, and we're going to extend an olive branch to her and give her an opportunity to prove she's bipartisan. We'll be bipartisan. You know what Heidi Heitkamp's answer was? Stick it. Because I got Chuck Schumer to answer to. I need the donors he's going to introduce me to. Sorry. No. I'm not going to be bipartisan on Obamacare. I'm not going to be bipartisan on a very important flaring rule to the oil and gas industry. I want Obama-era regulations, and I'm not going to give you the vote that can actually flip it the other way. No on the tax relief. No on the simple idea of saying a baby should not be put to death when it can feel pain. No, no, no. She's had her chance at bipartisanship. She was extended an olive branch, and she said, stick it. So you can tell me you're bipartisan all you want. You better start showing me. And guess what? You did. It's too late. You're done. That's why she's done. And now they have a very powerful argument on these key issues where her party, her leaders, the liberal donors, won out over North Dakota. Now it's time, as Rick Berg says, as Vice President Pence says, for citizens to engage. Don't take it from me. Don't take it from anybody. Get out there, research these issues, and find out. Press releases saying you're bipartisan. What a joke. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow. What's on your mind? Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.